Auditor General has said, you cannot fight corruption without corruption fighting you. This is sad, but apparently true in Ghana, where constant attempts to challenge mandate and personal integrity and systematic hindrances of efforts to fight corruption seem to be the price to pay for those brave enough to take up the fight. It is particularly sad to see that certain public institutions are doing their utmost to put hindrances in the way for integrity institutions, such as the Auditor General's Office and the Office of the Special Prosecutor on Anti-Corruption. As we are approaching an election year, the attacks against integrity institutions and individuals contributing to fight corruption seem to be on the increase. This is noted with a lot of concern by many in the international community. Over the years, Denmark has been highly involved in fighting corruption in Ghana. We have done our best to maintain the high standards of integrity and work ethics across all areas of activity and have maintained a policy of zero tolerance towards corruption in all its forms. Currently, we are worried about the prospects of making corruption a high-risk enterprise, as the special prosecutor Martin Amadou has called for.